包括乌克兰通通在里面。
And Ukraine is here too.
所以你没有想到匈奴啊，曾经建立一个很大很大的帝国。
You see the Mongolians, they used to build a great kingdom here.
他们接受了犹太教以后
，They accepted the Jewish religion.
就变成最有文化的匈奴。
Then they became the most cultural Mongolians.
因为普通的匈奴只是游牧民族。
Because the ordinary Mongolians, they were.
现在呢，是犹太人教他们怎么读书，怎么读圣经，所以他们就文化大开了。
They were the people who were traveling, but now they started to know how to
study. 结果呢，他们就在这一个大的地方。
Just at this great big area.
那么，请记得，在这一边就是东罗马帝国。
You see that this part is the Eastern Roman Kingdom.
在这一边就是就是回教帝国。
And here is the Muslim Kingdom.
那不要忘，就是因为哈萨尔王国。
And just because of the Hazar Kingdom is right there.
那么它就平衡了全世界。
They balance the whole world.
本来的话呢，你知道说这个回教徒呢，是一手拿刀，一手拿可兰经，就很快的就征服了东罗马帝国。
You see the Muslims take knife in one hand and their Quran in the other hand.
所以
conquer the Europe.
这个现在我们应该知道。那么这个呢，就是圣经所说的托迦马这一带。
So this area is area that.
还有人圣经所说的马各。马各跟哥哥马各，那这个呢，通通是那一代，像我们昨天提过的一样。好，在下面，那么这个就大概是那一代的风光。
So that's the scenery there.
好，在下面，这个就是靠近里海附近。
That's the area near Caspian Sea.
好，在下面，那这个是那个时候的首都。
That's the capital at the time.
那么今天呢，我们也有机会可以去的。
Today we have opportunity to go there.
所以呢，这个大概。是在下面应该是没有了哈，在下面哦，这个是最后一张图，这是高加索的一张图。
This is Caucasia.
所以我们就知道这个是指着第二堆那个时候所发生的事。
This is the second cluster and what happened then.
所以我想是本来应该是昨天下午给大家看的，因为我们没有时间了，所以今天早晨我们很快的就给大家复习一下。
I was supposed to show you yesterday afternoon, but because we ran out of time, so I show you today.
好了，那现在对于整个的以色列悲欢离合，我们应该有概念了。
So now you have a general idea of the Jewish people and their scattering history.
那最后我们用同样的圣经。
Now we use the same Bible.
那就是以赛亚书第四十九章。
This book of Isaiah, chapter 49.
我们曾经提到这一章圣经。
We mentioned about this part of the chapter.
说话的人在耶路撒冷。
The speaker was at Jerusalem.
他的名字叫以色列。
His name is Israel.
其实这一章里面有两个以色列。
Actually, in this chapter, there are two Israels.
一个是指着我们的救主弥赛亚，主耶稣说的。
One is our Savior, the Messiah, Lord Jesus.
还有一个呢，是真的以色列民。
And the other one is a true Israel people.
所以这一章呢，就讲到他的使命，讲到他的 mission.
So this part talk about his mission.
他要做两件事。
He has to do two things.
一件是小事，一件是大事。
One is a small thing, one is a great thing.
我们先来看小事。
Let's see the small thing.
那就是第五节。
That is chapter, verse 5.
那这个仆人他的使命是什么呢？
You see what's the mission of this servant?
要使雅各归回他。
Is to bring back, bring Jacob back.
要使以色列到他那里去聚集。
So that Israel might be gathered to him.
所以这就是1948年发生的事。
So that happened at 1948.
你看见吗？那一年1948年，虽然这些以色列人不知道。
You see that at 1948, although those Jewish people they did not know.
他们到他那去聚集。
They went and gathered there.
我们的主认识他们。
But the Lord recognized them.
他们不认识我们。
They did not recognize our
Lord. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为圣经里面老早告诉我们。
Because the Bible told us early on.
当把约瑟卖掉的十个兄弟。
The ten brothers who sold Joseph.
他们再一次到埃及去买粮食的时候。
When they went to Egypt to purchase food.
圣经告诉我们说，约瑟认得他们，但是他们不认得约瑟。
The Bible told us that Joseph was able to recognize them, but they could not recognize
Joseph. 那就着约瑟的光景来说，
According to the situation of Joseph,
很容易赦免的。
He could give them up.
很容易饶恕的。
He could give up and forgive.
他应该很快就赦免他的兄弟们。
He was able to quickly forgive his brothers.
他不能这样做。
But he could not do it right away.
如果爱弟兄的话，
If he loved his brothers,
你不能光爱他。
He could not just love them.
你不光让他知道什么叫爱。
Not only they have to know what is love.
你要让他知道什么叫做神的公义。
And they have to know the righteousness of God.
多少年前他们把他卖掉了是错。
Many years ago, they sold him.
而且还是大错。
It's a big mistake.
所以约瑟他就忍住了。
And Joseph hold that.
他需要很大的忍耐。
He need great patience.
从1948年开始，我们的主已经遇见这些人。
So at 1948, our Lord already met these people.
但是为什么我们的主没有和他们相认？
But why did the Lord not let them recognize him?
当初他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
At the time, they said, crucify him, crucify him.
那弟兄姊妹，我们的主是不是就一笔勾销了呢？
Did the Lord just let it go like that?
主爱他们。
The Lord loved them.
随时可以赦免他们。
He could forgive them right away.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
你看见约瑟一直要等。
You see, Joseph had to wait.
等到犹大认罪。
He had to wait until Judah admitted his sin.
等到犹大怎么说呢？
And what did Judah say?
他说便雅悯的心啊，和我父亲的心相连。
He said the heart of Benjamin is linking with my father's heart.
如果你早知道这样，
If you know that,
你没有想到约瑟的心是和你父亲的心相连。
Don't you remember that Joseph's heart was linking to your father too?
你为什么把你的弟弟，把你的弟弟卖掉呢？
Why did you sell your brother?
所以你看见没？现在犹大的良心开始慢慢开始发现。
So,Judah's conscience has been triggered.
他就采取行动了。
And then he started to have some action.
他说：“请你不管怎么样，让便雅悯回去。”
He said, "Please, no matter what, let my brother Benjamin go back."
把我留下。
Just keep me here.
为什么把我留下？
Why me?
当时是我把约瑟卖到埃及。
Because it was me that sold Joseph to Egypt.
现在我愿意为着我的罪，我愿意把自己卖在埃及。
Now for my sin, I'm willing to sell myself in Egypt.
这个时候约瑟就听不下去。
And then Joseph could not take that anymore.
叫所有人退走。
He told everybody to leave.
约瑟就和他兄弟相认。
So Joseph was showing himself to his
brother. 我要问弟兄姊妹。
I just want to ask brothers.
当我们的主钉十字架。
When our Lord had been crucified.
他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
They said crucify him, crucify him.
我要问大家。
I'm going to ask you.
那个十个支派到哪里去？
Where are the 10 tribes?
已经不见了。
They disappeared.
真正在那里说钉他十字架，钉他十字架是犹大支派的。
And the true tribe that really said crucify him were the tribe of Judah.
所以你看见吗？今天虽然这些人回到主的脚前。
So you see that although these people went back to the foot of the Lord.What did the Lord do?
主要等他们悔改。
The Lord wanted to wait until they repent.
所以明白不明白？
Do you understand?
以色列人不能大摇大摆说我一九四八年就回来了。
The Israel people cannot just come back boldly and say, "Oh, I'm coming back."
然后1967年耶路撒冷也回来了。
And 1967 Jerusalem.
我认罪也不要认罪。
I don't need to repent.
我还是坚持说除掉他，除掉他。
I just keep saying, "Crucify him, crucify him."
现在我只要用土地换取和平就可以了。
I can use my land to exchange peace.
没有这件事。
There's no such thing.
所以到了2014年。
Until 2014.
你明白吗？
You see.
又是满月变红小雪。
There's another blood moon.
为什么？
Why?
到今天以色列都没有悔改。
You see, until today, the Jewish people did not repent.
他们是回到了以色列。
Yes, they went back to Israel.
但是请注意。
Just remember.
当时犹大支派的人。
At that time, the Jewish tribe.
一定住在山地的。
They live in the mountains.
撒玛利亚的人一定在山地。
The Samaritans that were in the mountains.
因为那个地位乃是我们与基督一同坐在天上那个地位。
Because that represented that we are being seated with God.
那非利士人呢？
How about the Philistines?
他们是在海边。
They were along the seashore.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
但是现在你回到以色列。
But when you go back to Israel.
可是不一样。
It's not the same.
所谓的西岸，就是所谓巴勒斯坦人，他们是在山上。
The West Bank is the people, the Palestinians, they're on the mountains.
以色列住在哪里呢？
How about the Israel people?
以色列住在哪里呢？
Where were they?
他们是挤在海，挤在 Tel Aviv 一直到海筏那一块，这个所谓的这个沙伦的平原上。
They were clustered around Tel Aviv until all the way to the seashore. That is a Sharon, the plain of Sharon.
到处都是以色列人。
They were all Jewish people.
所以他们是世界人口最稠密、最稠密的。
So that was a heavily populated area in the world.
如果他们悔改了
，If they really repented,
如果他们认罪了
，If they really admitted,
他们是回到他们的故乡，回到他们故乡
，They could truly go back to their hometown.
那为什么他们在山上
？But why they are still in the mountains?
就是我的意思，巴勒斯坦在山上
，Why did the Palestinians are in the mountains?
为什么以色列人反而在海边
？And the Jews are gathered around the seashore.
你看和圣经里面所说的角色不刚好兑换了
？You see that the position has reversed.
这就证明说他们没有悔改。
So you see that they did not repent.
证明说神还在等他们悔改。
So God is still waiting for them to repent.
明白吗
？You see?
平常的时候。
In the ordinary time,
我的儿子可以进我的客厅。
My son can come into my living
room. 但是等到他受管教的时候
，But when he's been disciplined,
有一个礼拜不可以进我的客厅。
For one week, he cannot enter my living room.
当然不可以打开我的电视。
Of course, cannot turn on my TV.
如果我让他进我的客厅
，If I allow him to come to the living
room, 可以进客厅。
He can come to the living room.
但是不可以打开电视。
But he cannot turn on the TV.
那就证明说，那管教的时间还没有。
So you see, the time of discipline is not finished yet.
所以今天对于以色列的问题
，You see the problem of Israel today.
大家千万不要矫情。Sentimental.
Don't be too sentimental.
你如果不小心，你完全卷到犹太人政治里面去。
If you're not careful, you'll be churned to the political situation.
这是不应该基督要做的。
This is not
Christian. 你不只为犹太人祷告，你也应该为巴勒斯坦人祷告。
Not only you pray for Jews, but you pray for Palestinians.
神爱世人。
Because God loved people.
神不只爱以色列人。
Not only he loved the Jews.
神爱巴勒斯坦人。
He also loved the Palestinians.
神爱那些眼睛白清清楚楚的人。
He loved people who could see clearly.
谁也爱那些躲在那些幔子背后的人。
God also loved the people who have been veiled.
所以不要忘记的。
Just don't forget.
许多时候基督徒糊涂了。
Many times Christians are mistaken.
许多时候因为我们卷到政治里面去。
Because we turn into the political things.
我们就没有黑白了。
We cannot distinguish black and white.
我们就搞不出什么叫正义了。
We don't know what's righteous.
所以有一件事要记得。
So one thing you have to remember.
现在的情形。
The situation now is.
证明说。神，他们还是在神的管教底下。
It has shown us that they're still under the hand of discipline.
当别人管教儿女的时候
，Just be careful when people are disciplining their
children. 你是什么人？你随便可以加几句话。
Who are you? Who can you be involved?
明白不明白？没有错。如果我的孩子们一点都没有错的话
，Truly indeed, if my child is not wrong,
客厅是他的
，He can come to the living
room. 我整个房子都是他的
，My whole house belongs to him.
他来接受所有的产业。
He will receive all the inheritance.
但如果这样
，But if it's that,
为什么2000年？
Why after 2000 years they scatter all around the world?
为什么回来的时候
？Why when they return?
你看那块土地是在巴勒斯坦手里。
You see the land is in the hand of the Palestinians.
这证明什么
？What does that prove?
证明神管教的时候。
That shows God's disciplining hands.
明白吗？还有很稀奇的。
And the amazing thing.
你过去所看见。
In the past, what you have seen.
是非利士人就像哥利亚一样全副武装。
You see, the Philistines, they're like Goliath, they're all, dressed up in weapons.
赤手空拳是拿着石头的。
And David had nothing, he only had some rocks.
现在倒过来了。
Now it's reversed.
你看以色列是像美国全副武装的。
You see, Israel is militarized like the United States.
是巴勒斯坦人拿着小朋友拿着石头是对准敌人的。
But the Palestinians and their children, they use the rock to deal with the enemies.
你不觉得角色完全对换了？
Don't you think the position has reversed?
虽然他们回到他们的故乡。
Although they went back to their hometown.
你看我们的主还等他们回
来。You see, the Lord is still waiting for them to repent.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
所以圣经告诉我们，他们曾经枯骨四散。
So the Bible told us that they were like the dead bones.
后来就地震动起来了。
And the earth was shaken.
1948年，主终于把他们找回来。
At 1948, the Lord finally gathered them.
不光骨头跟骨头相连。
Not only bone connected to the bones.
然后呢，给我们看有皮。
You see that there's skin.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
里面没有圣灵。
There is no Holy Spirit there.
明白吗？这个时候主不可能很快就和他相认。
So you see that the Lord cannot come back and reunite with them.
那个以色列。
So that Israel
是个政治的恢复，不是属灵的恢复。
It's a recovery of the political Israel.
那现在我们的主等什么
？So what the Lord is waiting
now? 现在我们的主到底等什么
？What's the Lord waiting now?
很清楚的。
Clearly we can see.
就是等候他们悔改。
He's waiting for their repentance.
所以弟兄姊妹，到了2014年
，until 2014,
又是满月变红像雪。
You see the moon turn like blood again.
不错，有一场战争。
You see there's a war going on.
是在加沙走廊打。
At the Gaza.
但是很稀奇啊
！But amazing thing is，
实在说来是巴勒斯坦人，包括加沙走廊，也包括这个在山上的这些人。
It was the people
西岸的人
that were at West Bank and the Palestinians and the people.
但是刚刚过去这场战争
，But the war that just finished
打了50天
just for 50 days.
好像一般的巴勒斯坦人不存在的。
It's as if the Palestinians were not there.
那是加沙的人。和以色列人对抗。
It was the people from Gaza deal with the Israelites.
你回到圣经。
If you go back to the Bible.
最早这场战争是参孙打的。
At the early on, the warfare was fought by Samson.
然后你注意到。
And you just
pay attention. 什么时候以色列人的光景正常
Whenever the situation of Israel was normal,
非利士人就打败仗。
The Philistines.
什么时候非利士人做了以色列人肋下的荆棘
？But whenever the Philistines become the thorn of the Israelites.
你就知道说，神要借着非利士人来管教他们。
You see that God wanted to discipline the Israelites by the Philistines.
自从这次战争以后
，From this warfare recently.
现在各样的情形告诉我们说，要有两个国家。
So all different situations have shown us that there's going to be two.